are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. What is this? Alanis Morissette will breastfeed her son until he is finished. Now, what does that mean? High school? Well, she's for breastfeeding, as we all are. They say she plans on feeding her son the natural way until he is finished and weaned. I believe he's already 16 months old. How many teeth does he have? See, I say you wean the kid when it starts to hurt. But a lot of times it doesn't hurt. The kids know what to do with their teeth. It's weird. It's instinctive. My kids didn't care. They would bite. Oh, I was going to. Yeah. I mean, good for her. It just, I hope the kid, you know, isn't going to be in high school by the time she weans. You know, it's interesting. Parents always ask me, you know, are they going to want to, you know, some parents that want the kids to stop go, are they going to want to themselves or no? And I think, you know, when you're in the fifth grade and everyone's passing around Capri Sun, many times these kids would rather have the Capri Sun than the breast milk. But here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of breast milk. Healthy. You know, after 2-3 years old, I really don't know how much nutritional benefit they're getting. I think it's more of a cuddly thing. But personally, I think they should be learning to get many of their vitamins from their dietary intake. And at 2-3 years old, you could already start teaching children, good dietary habits. You know, so, you know, if they're going to have breast milk instead of eating peas and broccoli, I'm not as much a fan of that. You know, even though I think it's nice to cuddle with them and, you know, have them bond. But, you know, my kids, I didn't make a lot of milk, so they were kind of finished early. I didn't mean for that to happen. But, you know, I'll make sure they still are close to me. And I tell them, I go, you need to love your mama. You never leave your mama. And your mama's the only woman for you. See, I don't have to breastfeed for me to, implement that in their mind, indoctrinate them with that. Just tell them, you know, your mama is the only woman for you. I don't have to stick a breast in their mouth to do that. But, but for those of you that are breastfeeding, as long as you can, good for you. That's probably one of the most unselfish things you could do as a mother. It's just, I do have to admit that Time magazine cover with Jamie Lynn Grumet was a little bit creepy with the kid standing on a chair. I'm sure this kid is going to be ridiculed in school. You know, he is, you know, Gerber baby, that was a status symbol, but breastfed baby, no. And the kid is almost 4 years old. So as far as I'm concerned, at least if you can get to the two-year-old stage, at least, then between 2 and 3, you can decide what you want to do. But if you can't wean, or I'm sorry, if you can't breastfeed up into the two-year-old, you know, try to get as many weeks as you can. 2 weeks, 6 weeks, a month, however long you could do, the kids are getting good antibodies as they're building them. All right, great question. Boy, a lot of kid questions. Here's this one. Doctor, my son is graduating high school and wants to go to college. He wants to eventually go to medical school. Does he know about Obamacare? He wants to eventually go to medical school and asked me to write you as to what should be his major and which classes will give him the biggest advantage. Oh, I love giving advice. You know, if I could have done anything, I went to UNLV. Loved UNLV. Oh, the Rebels. It was a great time to go to school. I got to admit, though, I do have some regrets. I immediately took honors classes. I did all honors because I wanted to impress a future medical school. So I took honors physics. I took honors English. I took honors everything. And some of you have heard some of these stories. So I'm in honors English, and the teacher hands us back a paper, and I had a C+ on it. Now, you're talking to somebody who's never gotten a C. I was always an A student. So here I am, freshman in college with a C+. And grade point average is everything when it comes to medical school. So I look at him and I go, what's this? He's like, a C+ is the best grade I've ever given. You are an outstanding student. Everybody else got below what you got. You got a C+. I go, I couldn't care less. I need A's. All right, grade point average. He goes, well, in my class, you know, and so I told him, look, there has to be, if you have a barometer, okay, there must be some barometer on what needs to be done for an A paper, okay, ethically. If it has to be 1,000 pages, I'll write 1,000 pages. Well, apparently I got through to him. And I remember I was working the late shift, and I didn't have time to do my assignment the next day. And I must have given him so much crap and scared him. I don't know what I said to him, where I remember I did a real halfway paper, and he gave me an A-. Sweet! But that was a big problem. Taking all honors classes, you know, I probably should have taken easier non-honors classes so I could have guaranteed a 4.0 grade point average. But have fun. All right. If your kid is going to start taking all difficult classes because he wants to get into medical school, I mean, you only have your youth once, you know, and I really want kids to enjoy themselves. And you can enjoy yourselves in college. Okay. Try not to get pregnant, of course. Try not to do drugs. But the college years were some of my best years. And so don't be taking a 25 plus credit load. Did biology as my major helped me? Absolutely. But I liked biology. I thought that stuff was cool. Yesterday when we were talking about bacteria and we were talking about fungi that was found in the Amazon rainforest that could use plastic as a carbon source, that stuff is cool. I was salivating at the mouth, you know, when we were learning that kind of stuff in school, and virology and dissecting sharks and cats. I love cats, but you dissect a cat. You know, I just really dug that stuff. So if he's into biology, do it. But I got to tell you, medical schools now want doctors that are well-rounded and that are very personable. So you could have a psychology degree. You could have a degree in arts, and it shouldn't hurt you to get into medical school as long as you have good grades, you do your required science classes. But in my medical school class, we had a Spanish major. That was great. Boy, did that come in handy when we were doing our rounds. You know, we had Spanish majors, art history majors, etc. So pick something you like that you're going to do really, really well with. And then make sure you have good recommendations. Kiss up to all the right people. And listen to the Dr. Dolly Show, because I'll tell you how to navigate through medical school. But, I mean, wow, congratulations on you having a kid that wants to go to, you know, school. Way to go with that one. Phew, and he wants to be a doctor. We'll need him. We need doctors. Hopefully Obamacare won't be around by then. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also follow us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook fan page. Get up-to-date medical updates. Please also listen in on demand. You could go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. Any of the shows that you missed, go ahead, click on demand. You can listen to it. Make fun of them, yell at the screen, whatever you want to do. But at least you're getting the information as we get it. Now, they are predicting by the year 2100, there's going to be at least 150,000 more heat deaths. They say killer heat that has been fueled by climate change could cause an additional 150,000 deaths this century in the biggest U.S. cities. They claim if no steps are taken to curb carbon emissions and improve emergency services. Were we told a week ago that we're going to have an ice age? I am so confused with this whole climate change business. But what I am going to though concentrate on here is heat exhaustion and heat stroke. All right. Now, I live in the desert. I live in southern Nevada. And so we always have to warn people about the heat, especially your younger people, your elderly people. They're a lot more vulnerable to the heat. And I think where I live, we're already in triple digits. And it's very dry. Well, we also have an issue out here because we're around a lot of wildfires. You know, Arizona, northern Nevada. I hope California doesn't get them. Every year, California gets fires. And when you breathe those particulates in, right, you know, mixed up with the wind, and you have asthma or COPD, emphysema, it's a deadly recipe. I was interviewed today on a local NBC News, Channel 3, regarding, you know, what we should be doing in the midst of these wildfires and the particulates, you know, during this dusty heat. And I'm like, you know, stay indoors. You know, running your air conditioning also will filter a lot of what you breathe. I'd also recommend HEPA filters, too. All right, so you aren't breathing in the particulates. But be careful, because if you run around outdoors, even though I want you to be outside exercising, et cetera, but if you're asthmatic or emphysemic or COPD and you got some dirty air, that's going to exacerbate your already vulnerable lung condition. So just kind of take a look at the air quality. Be very, very on top of and cognizant of what's going on from an air quality perspective. All right, but also your heat. Now, they say concentrated populations of poor people without access to air conditioning are expected to contribute to the rising death tolls. They said thousands of additional heart deaths were projected by century's end for Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Denver, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Providence, St. Louis, and Washington, D.C. They say June, July, and August are expected to see above normal temperatures over most of the contiguous United States. Contiguous, where they're connected. It looks like it's spelled wrong on my source. All right, and then, I hate when I see spelling errors. You know, when I look at written word, I just want everything grammatically correct because I already make enough grammatical errors on my own. Okay, I don't need to be reading the grammatical errors. Then it looks like it's mine. All right, now it looks all right, contiguous. Okay, they say in the last 12 months from May 2011 to April 2012 were the warmest in the contiguous United States. It looks like it should be contiguous. And, all right, let's just call it the states. You got Alaska and you got Hawaii. We'll just call it the states, the connected states. Okay. And last month was the hottest April on record in the Northern Hemisphere. All right, so they're blaming this on climate change. Oh, yeah, remember they were blaming the dinosaurs? All right, they say the deadliest days are those designated excessive heat events, often in urban areas where air conditioning is scarce or unreliable. Yeah, I remember my mom growing up in Phoenix with only a swamp cooler. There could be 5 times the number of excessive heat days by mid-century and 8 times that number by the end of the century. All right, so tell your grandkids to be careful. Well, here's the thing. Okay, just heat exhaustion to me is something we see all the time. I mean, when I did ER 15 years ago, whether there was global warming or not, all right, people would be out in the sun, Lake Havasu, heat exhaustion. Okay, so what are signs? Well, heavy sweating. Now, by the way, really look around, whether you're in church, whether you're at a rally, look around for people that sweat heavy. Sometimes that's a first sign of a heart attack. When I see people sweating, trying to kind of loosen their collar, they're a little uncomfortable. If they're not hot flashing, and I think, you know, I always kind of keep an eye on them, you know, and make sure they get their heart. I just get a little nervous. So sometimes excessive sweating. But signs of heat exhaustion, you could be sweaty, you could be pale, thirsty, kind of fatigued. Sometimes they'll say I have a headache. You know, so if you're out in the sun with somebody and they have a headache, get them fluids. All right. You can check their pulse. Sometimes the heartbeat is high. If they act like they're nauseous, dizzy, if they say they're cramping, get them fluids right away. Okay? Because heat exhaustion could turn into heat stroke. Now, many of us are at risk. We think it's just older individuals or pregnant women or infants. But what do many of us do over Memorial Day? We drink. We have the barbecue. We got the cooler and the beers and the wine coolers. When you drink alcohol, you dehydrate. And you aren't hydrating yourself with fluid that your body could really use. So you want to make sure when you're out in the sun, you're hydrated. Try to stand in the shade. Keep an eye on grandma and grandpa. Keep an eye on the kids. The kids are going to be running around in the pool. You'll think they're going to be dunking themselves in the pool. But remember, they can still heat up pretty quickly. Anybody with diabetes or a disability, your obese family members and friends, they are more at risk. Now, I know many of you go, well, gosh, you know, Aunt Lulu, she's always sweating. She always says, I'm sweating like a pig. You know, we always have one of them in the family. They're always sweaty. Just get them fluid anyway. Okay, you don't need to diagnose heat stroke or not. Just get them fluid if they're sweating, right? Hand them some deodorant, too. Right? And they always want to hug you when they're sweaty, right? Yeah, we always have that. No, I don't want to hug you. You're wet. All right. Of course, your patients that have respiratory issues, we just talked about that, asthma, COPD, cardiovascular disease patients. You don't want anybody being stressed by, and it's not only triple digit. You could be, you know, the weather could be 90 degrees, but you have 80% humidity. That puts a stress on you. All right. And then, of course, be very careful when you guys are playing football out there, running around, because physical exertion could definitely take its toll. Now, keep in mind, people that are on medications that you don't know about could be at high risk for heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So let's say one of your family members is taking an antipsychotic. Now, I know many of you are probably going, wait a second. If I have a family member taking an antipsychotic, let sleeping dogs lie. All right, I don't want them going off the antipsychotic. They're going to ruin Memorial Day weekend. Well, you know, just they could take their antipsychotic, okay? All I'm saying is keep an eye on them. Because sometimes these medications can prevent the internal cooling system that your body has, okay? So if they're on tranquilizers and Valiums and Xanax or antihistamines or antidepressants, like I said, antipsychotics, beta blockers. Many beta blockers, people taking your atenolol, labetalol, propranolol, those medications can prevent the body's defense mechanism when it comes to regulating their temperature. Your thyroid patient, you know, if you have somebody in the family whose thyroid is off, they're not going to be able to regulate their internal temperature. So make sure you got plenty of water or electrolyte type fluids, Gatorade, etc. Try to make sure there's cool areas. If you can do misters, you know, maybe everybody barbecue and then get back inside. I don't know. Keep an eye on your vulnerable people. Don't leave the kid. I know many of you leave grandma outside. I know. I see it happen. You know, grandma, watch the kids. No. Again, cool it with the alcohol. Make sure you're drinking. What we tell everybody is to drink at least 2 cups of water every 30 minutes. Not scotch and water, regular water. Drink 2 cups. Come on, people. Really, is Memorial Day that hectic? You know what? Then don't invite the family over. Just have Memorial Day with your friends. That's why everybody gets stressed and drinks. You know, they invite the family, and then everybody gets into a fight. I've seen it. I've gone to so many places where the family starts to fight. Just tell families to all go to friends' houses. Everybody does better when they go to friends' houses. All right, try to take cool baths or jump in the pool. Lightweight clothing, make sure you guys cover up. Sunscreen. And then if anything looks suspicious, anything looks kooky, you have a family member looking funny, call 911. It's okay. These guys rock. These paramedics that come out, firefighters that come out, they'll check you out, and they aren't going to complain. They'll take a peek. They'll check you out. They'll check out your mother, father, whatever. And but just in the meantime, make sure you're giving fluids. And if they're diabetic, make sure it's fluids with some electrolyte or sugar. All right? Because, again, you don't want them going into a hypoglycemic coma. Be very, very careful if you are on herbs. Okay, there are, you know, many of these herbs can also change the way you deal with heat. Now, you know, your hot flashing patients, those are the rough ones. Gosh, for those of us that have hot flashes, that is rough because you're like, all right, body, when are you going to kick in? And the body doesn't. You just feel like you burn. So, true, you could have a menopausal family member out there hot flashing. Get them out of the sun. Get them fluids. You know, have them sit down. If anybody's dizzy, feeling weak, lie them down. Lie them down. You can elevate the feet or not elevate the feet, but keep that head down. Call 911, okay? That's heat exhaustion for you. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ladies, if this is not your first year that you're trying to lose weight, and if it is a source of constant struggle to lose that extra 10 to 20 pounds, then you need to get a pen and a piece of paper ready. Take down this number, 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you like good news, well, this is it. TH-121 is a weight loss formula from Chamonix. It's scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but to help you look great. Call now to receive a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also receive a free fat blocker. So call now. It's an absolutely risk-free offer. 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you're like a roller coaster with your weight, do yourself a favor and call now. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916. Order right now and receive a free fat blocker. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yesterday, we were absolutely fascinated by the study where researchers took human cells from the skin, human skin cells, like flaky dandruff-type skin cells, right, that just float off into the air and you blow them away, and they were able to turn these into cardiac muscle cells, heart cells. I was just dumbfounded by that. And the reason why they were, why would they do that? Well, the reason why they're trying to turn skin cells into heart cells was because if you have heart failure, damaged heart, you could hopefully replace these cells with these new stem cells that have been turned into cardiac tissue. And they said the cardiac tissue was like youthful cardiac tissue. Now, they were only able to transplant the human changed cells into mice. And they say the human trials are still a long way off. But the fact that they could do this type of stem cell therapy to me is really cool. I'm like all excited. You know, a lot of the things I talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show can put me to sleep. Yeah, but I got to do it. I got to, you know, report it. Like this guy who had a DUI in Iowa and had a zebra in his car. I mean, these are things I need to inform you about, that there are people, you know, not putting seatbelts on their zebras and I guess getting pulled over for no apparent reason. But, you know, when we have these stem cell Advancements, way cool. Well, today, they say now stem cells, boy, this is difficult with the lisp, stem cells curb chronic pain in mice. Now, remember, if they could use stem cells to make new cardiac cells, well, then they could hopefully be able to make new nervous tissue. Why not? They say replacing dead or dysfunctional nerve cells with new healthy ones derived from stem cells has been found to ease chronic pain in mice. Now, these are researchers from the University of California, San Francisco, coaxed mouse embryonic stem cells into becoming mature nerve cells that could bridge gaps in the circuitry that triggers neuropathic pain. And I know many of you have neuropathy. Probably one of the biggest subjects I get from an email standpoint is your neuropathic pain. Dr. Dahlia, anything new out there? What do I do about my neuropathy? Many of you aren't diabetic. You have neuropathy for a variety of reasons. And it is debilitating. Here I was complaining last week about having a bad back. Yes, it hurt, but that was muscular pain. I cannot expect any of you to play violin for me when it's muscular pain, when you're suffering from neuropathic pain. Hands down, that is worse. Anyway, they say here, one of the major causes of neuropathic pain is the loss of inhibitory control at the level of the spinal cord because of nerve loss or dysfunction. So if they could replace or repopulate the spinal cord cells that provide inhibition, then they could have, these stem cells will be the inhibitory neurons that dampen the signals that cause pain. Now, we need to probably, it's a complex system, the whole pain, but I want to one day, I won't do it today, but I want to one day go over how it happens with your pain in your peripheral nerves or your central nerves and what happens. But anyway, really quickly to go through this, before injecting the cells into the spinal cords of mice with neuropathic pain, the researchers labeled them with the fluorescent tracer to track the connections they made, and they were able to show how these cells integrate, and they said they integrated beautifully. The transplanted cells looked and behaved like the mouse's own. Not only did the cells set up shop in the spinal cord, sending and receiving signals through a complex network of neurons, they also eased the neuropathic pain. In 4 weeks, they say the animal's condition completely disappeared. Now, you see, something like this gets us all excited. 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain. Now, that's a report from the Institute of Medicine. 100 million Americans. And those are people that, will even answer the survey. I mean, if I was in pain, I'd say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm not going to talk to you. So we have 100 million people reporting that they suffer from chronic pain. Imagine. So I just hope these researchers do what they need to do. Just keep going. I love you guys. And if you could do something with neuropathic pain and stem cells, great. I mean, if they could rebuild damaged hearts, if they could rebuild brains that suffered from multi-infarct dementia, that is just absolutely, it's amazing. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm excited by this. So I hope they keep going and they get their act together. Now, who doesn't have the act together are these people going back and forth with the whole PSA. Okay, remember we were just told a couple days ago, don't do the PSA test. Don't screen. All right, it's a waste of money. You know, let people get the cancer. Let them die before the cancer kills them. And then we save all the money we could save on prostate treatment. Well, now a study came out from the Mayo Clinic saying, look, maybe you could just do one single PSA test. And if you do one single PSA test in men age 40 to 49, and that level of the prostate-specific antigen is less than one, they probably are at very low risk of developing prostate cancer over the next 15 years. So maybe do one PSA test, and if they're low, you know they're good for a while. Well, I mean, look, I'll take what we can get. I mean, I want to run the PSA, but my issue, and you all know this, is I look at the speed at which the PSA increases. So if I have a PSA of somebody in their 40s, I'm going to want to rerun it in their 50s and see if there was any sort of elevation. So I don't like the idea of just doing one, because you're right. You could have a PSA level less than one, and again, it's a pretty specific test. But what if you have a false negative? What if, you know? I mean, it's not 100%. So, you know, they're really trying to save money, and I see what they're doing. You know, and it does make sense. Most of my patients, if they're below one, they look great. You know, but when I have a patient that's two the first time I run their PSA, usually it's not that good. So they're right. These guys are right. But I hate the idea of them limiting because insurance companies are going to follow suit. Now, what I found out, I know it's only been 48 hours since the U.S. task force has urged us to not use PSAs at all. They say Medicare will still cover PSA screening. All right. But many people are watching to see when they decide to change their tune. And I got to tell you, I have so many doctors tell me they will order a PSA that won't get paid by Medicare. So maybe what doctors have to do is actually put a code. If you have any sort of prostate enlargement, and many people do, maybe doctors should not use the preventative code when they bill that to your insurance, but use your medical code. If you honestly have an enlarged prostate, that's a code, 600.00, enlarged prostate. And maybe they could use that, just in case Medicare decides not to cover the screen code. I can't think of it at the top of my head, but it's a V code. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, I know, I'd love to give you all a lesson in billing. Boy, but that's boring. You think some of these stories put you to sleep. Wait till we talk about billing. Okay, lung cancer CT scan is advised for older smokers, but just older smokers. New lung cancer screening guidelines from three medical groups recommend annual scans, but only for older group of current smokers or former heavy smokers. They're recommending people 55 to 74 to get a CAT scan. Now, I love that. I love CAT scans. I don't like too many of them, but I think CAT scans, they pick up nodules. They're amazing. All right, they say 8 million Americans will be eligible for screening under the new criteria, and if all of them got scans, 4,000 lung cancer deaths would be prevented. All right, the panel that wrote the guidelines for the American College of Chest Physicians, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network were the ones that came up with this recommendation. Low-dose CT scans. Let me see. I guess they're saying yearly. I mean, honestly, it does show a heck of a lot more than a chest X-ray. I mean, if you're going to be getting a scan, you might as well get one that really, really works. The only thing is if the majority of these people are smokers, you could see where financially they're going to get discriminated against. All right, what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, we're going to recommend them, but your policy is going to definitely increase in terms of your premiums because we got to cover a CT scan. CT scans, I don't know, 800 to 1500 roughly. Is that what they're at now? Depend if you have the contrast. I would probably recommend the contrast if you're going to get the CAT scan to look for a tumor. I think the contrast helps. The only thing is if you have any kidney issues, renal insufficiency, a high BUN or creatinine, you may not qualify for the contrast. And by the way, you diabetics on metformin and glucophage, you have to remind the radiologist that you're on that medication because you cannot have contrast within a certain time period. All right, don't go away, especially if you take metformin. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So another study came out today saying these calcium supplements can increase heart risk. Now this study came from researchers in Germany. My grandmother was from Essen, Germany. And the study is not good. Apparently they say these calcium supplements, actually they studied this in the German Cancer Research Center in Heidelberg, can put you at risk for heart attacks. Now, they followed 23,980 people. Why don't they just say 24,000? They're only 20 people away. But anyway, and there were 851 heart attacks in about 16,000 people who didn't take calcium supplements. But people taking calcium supplements were 86% more likely to have had a heart attack during the study. Now, I know many of you are like, oh, wait a second. So they took a bunch of people, they gave everybody calcium, they watched who, you know, dropped a heart attack. No, it didn't work that way. What they did is they looked back, all right? They looked at people who had heart attacks, and they looked back, or they looked at people that didn't have heart attacks and looked at what their supplements were. All right, so it was, I think it was a retrospective study as opposed to a prospective study. Prospective studies, they take too long. You know, what do you do? You get a bunch of people that are healthy, make sure they all have the same cholesterol, roughly the same cardiac risk, you give them all calcium supplements and watch them for 25 years. It takes too long. So it's quicker to look back. You know, and you see what happened to these people, and then you look what was in their medicine cabinet, or you survey them, you know, et cetera. But here's the problem. Okay, and we had a caller in the previous hour saying, what are we supposed to do? My doctor makes me take 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. Well, he does that because he wants to protect your bones. Now, taking these calcium supplements, right, does not strengthen the bones. What it does, though, it prevents more injury if your dietary calcium is low. All right, because many people say, Dahlia, I don't know why my bones are thin. Why am I getting osteoporosis if I'm taking calcium every day? Well, here's the thing. You know, most of the calcium stores you build up are when you're in your teenage years and your youth. So if you're 85 years old, taking these calcium supplements aren't going to do much. However, if your calcium is low, it makes matters worse. Why? With your calcium being low, your PTH, your parathyroid hormone, kicks in. And that parathyroid hormone decides to increase your blood calcium level by finding calcium wherever it can find it. And where does it find it? From the bones. So you want to make sure your PTH just does what it, you know, just normally functions and doesn't go into hyperdrive because you're low on calcium. Now, these calcium supplements that we're taking, you can only digest and absorb about 500 milligrams at a time. So when your doctor tells you, and many of your doctors are, even men are being told, take 1,500 milligrams three times a day, you can only really take 1,500 milligrams total. You got to divide it up three times a day, 500 in the morning, 500 at lunchtime, 500 at dinner time. Now, they're saying these calcium supplements are the ones, and this is about the fourth or fifth study that's come out, saying that it could be linked to heart attack risk. All right? And this isn't the first time they've said that. Now, why? Is it the substrate? You know, is it the calcium carbonate versus the calcium citrate? I don't know. Because many people taking calcium supplements, some of them take choral calcium. I don't know. No one's telling us that any particular type is quote-unquote bad. But remember, the reason why we're telling you to take calcium is to strengthen your bones. What really strengthens your bones? Well, number one, don't lose your bone mass to begin with. If you can prevent your bone loss that happens during menopause or with men during their 50s and 60s, then that already, you know, puts you way ahead of the game. Exercise. When you stress the bone, do weight-bearing exercise. Not too much stress, but exercise helps keep your bones strong. Vitamin D, dietary calcium. So I don't know if doctors are going to look at this and go, all right, well, we'll stop telling people to take supplements. But it just, you know, there's so many different little hints coming out there from the scientific world saying, look, be careful with these supplements. And I agree. Now, one of my favorite calcium supplements is Tums. All right, because if I ever have acid issues, you know, it calms that down. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Maybe there's a link between GERD, right, you know, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and heart disease. I mean, there could be. You know, many people that, you know, have the stress, type A people like me, we get stressed, we feel it in our stomach. That could happen. People that are obese. You know, so there could be that connection, but my only concern is this is the fourth or fifth time we've been told that these calcium pills could hurt the heart. You know, what is in the pill? Is it the glue? What is it? Is it the food coloring? What is it? Because regular dietary calcium, we aren't having an issue with. Now, yes, you're drinking fatty milk. You know, that's not skim. Well, somebody could say, well, that could cause, you know, heart disease. But that's because of the fat or the cholesterol, et cetera. We're not talking about the calcium itself. But a high calcium diet, you know, your broccoli, salmon, fish, cottage cheese, yogurt, et cetera. You know, maybe try to go for that. But I have to tell you, probably the group of individuals I have that have the strongest bone density when I do a bone density scan are my golfers. And I don't know if it's the golfing or it's the fact that they're out in the sun and they're getting their vitamin D. But, boy, these guys have great bones. Many of them are non-smokers, and I'm not telling you to go out in the sun. I'm not allowed to do that yet. But it's funny. My golfers probably have the best bone density. They're walking and they're out in the sun. It's probably why. All right? But I can't take a good golf. Golf is expensive. I don't golf. I could goofy golf. All right. So I'll keep you guys posted as more information comes and to play with this. I wouldn't panic by this yet. But I got to tell you, you know, whether you take calcium supplements or not, you should be, you know, having your heart checked anyway. So you should be getting an EKG every few years, getting a cardiac stress test if you have any of the cardiac risk factors we've talked about, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, personal history of heart disease, et cetera, even obesity. It's not considered a heart risk, but I'm throwing it in there, and smoking if you're a smoker. So, you know, you already need to get your heart checked anyway. Discuss it with your doctor and go, look, you know, do you want me to still be on the calcium supplements or do you want to watch my levels? It's hard to check calcium levels because if your parathyroid hormone is doing its job, your blood calcium levels will be good. You know, so it's not like you could increase your dietary calcium and see your level go up. Like your vitamin D, that's really dietary dependent, you know, or sun dependent. I mean, I can see these numbers go up with vitamin D. With calcium, they usually stay the same because your body has a regulatory mechanism. But patients will say, Dahlia, I don't know why my bones are, you know, at a loss because my calcium level is normal in the blood. Well, we want your calcium level to be normal. If your calcium level wasn't normal, something's going on. So your body knows how to maintain calcium. And by the way, guys, stop the soda pop. The phosphoric acid, carbonic acid messes with your parathyroid hormone status. And a lot of times your body, feeling insulted by what's going on with the soda pop, will cause your parathyroid to kick in a little bit more aggressively and leach calcium from the bones. So many of my soda pop drinkers have very weak bones. But just get out there and exercise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study came out today saying too many people in the hospital are being given acetaminophen or Tylenol in pretty dangerous doses. Now, remember, we only want you taking in we don't want you taking in at all, but I mean, the maximum about 4 grams a day recommended. Now, 4 grams a day, if your extra strength is 500 milligrams, that could be 8 pills of Tylenol. How many of you get Tylenol? Maybe get Lortab, maybe get Percocet. You see how quickly that can add up. We don't want you going over 4 grams a day. So anyway, this study has found from researchers from Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia that over the course of 2 years, they got 46,000 hospital admissions, right? Over 1,000 patients were getting more than 4 grams of acetaminophen. Now, we just yesterday talked about how supplements and a lot of these herbal supplements that people are taking can be, you know, wreaking havoc on the liver. Dietary supplements, weight supplements. I mean, on top of that, taking Tylenol. Watch your Tylenol acetaminophen dose. All right. I prefer sometimes acetaminophen to other pain relievers because they don't hurt your stomach lining. They may not hurt your kidneys as much, but they could still hurt your liver. And it's very easy to overtake. So keep an eye on that. All right, guys. I've got to pull over and cool down the tires. But we got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.